I heard a beautiful word from my great uncle on this week's Parsha. I'll try to share over the Torah that he said on Parshas Re'eh. He quoted a Zera Kodesh, the Rapshitzer, who has a beautiful word on the very first Pasuk of Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom. So he has a deeper kavana of what exactly Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to see what I'm giving over. It literally means to see what I'm giving over you today. But it says the Rapshitzer very beautifully based on what happened in Ma'amid Har Sinai. We know that in Ma'amid Har Sinai, the Torah tells us, I'm Roem Misakolos. The Klal Yisrael had seen the voice. They were able to see it. So what is Pshat is Roem Misakolos? They were able to see the Nishma. They were able to see what was being said over. Such a deep level of understanding that they were able to actually see words that were being said. That's what happened on Ma'amid Har Sinai. But says Zera Kodesh, that wasn't just on the day of the Torah that Klal Yisrael had this bechina of re'eh. The Mishnah and Avos tells us bechol yom vayom yotze baskol mehar choriv, and it says oylahem lebrios me'alboino shel Torah, that every single day the people who don't learn the Torah, you're shaming the Torah, you're not learning the Torah properly. Woe is to those is a person who's not going to be learning properly. But it happens every single day. It doesn't happen once a day. We say the my uncle added to this. We say every day Asher Bach. Well, not every day. Every laning day. And every day that we say Berachas Torah really is every single day. What do we say? Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim. We say Hashem chose us Mikol Amim. V'nasan Lanu His Torah. So when He gave us His Torah, Baruch Ata Hashem, Baruch Hashem. No saying HaTorah. We don't say that it was something of the past. It is something that is continuously with us every single day. That every single day this thing is happening, this Torah is happening, and this baskol coming out is a reminder of that. And he says also there's another baskol that also says, Shuva banim shovavim, to come back and do tshuva. Which Agav, my grandpa quoted a beautiful, in the name of the Toldos, the Toldos says in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that what's the pshat of the every day the baskol comes out? He says that no one could hear this baskol. That even we don't really hear of anyone. If someone will tell you that they heard this baskol, you'll tell them you're crazy. You don't know this baskol. Who's hearing the baskol? So the Baal Shem Tov says that this koach to do tshuva and our koach to learn with the gishmak every single day is coming from the koach of this baskol. As Agav pointed, he mentioned very beautifully from this baskol that what this baskol is, that this bechina of this baskol coming out gives us the koach to remind ourselves that the Torah every single day is being given. It's a new thing. But going back to the Rav Shitzer, so he ties in that the whole fact that the Klal Yisrael were able to see to them, it was so clear to them, it was so amazing to them, that clarity was even in the words. And so Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that he's telling Klal Yisrael that Re'eh, that you have to have the Bechina every single day of Re'eh. Every single day should be new to you. The Torah is new for you. And Anochi is remind yourself of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That the fact that you reminded you got the Torah from me personally and you saw it, that was so clear to you that you saw it, that is Anochi. And then Nosein is every single day Nosein Lefanecha Yom. Don't think that it's something of the past. The Torah is not something of the past. It's new to you every single day, right? The Gemara tells us every day Niras Kachadoshim, it should look for you. A Torah should be for you as something that is new, not something that is old. That we should all have this idea that the Torah is so geshmak for us, the Torah is amazing for us, and we should try our best to learn it as best as possible. They used to ask Rav Moshe, how does he remember everything? So obviously Rav Moshe had a crazy memory, but besides for that, he said, I love the Torah so much, every word that I learn, it's just, I love it so much, and how can you forget every time, you know, a person is ever going to forget his wedding. How do you not forget your wedding? Remember every single detail of your wedding, remember who you danced with, you remember, right, who the Aidim were. You're never going to forget these ideas. Why? Because they're so beloved to you, hopefully, that your wedding was so beloved to you, that you remember every single detail of it, things where you were that were important to you, that were something that were misameach for you. You're never going to forget it, says Rav Moshe. He says that's how I'm able to remember all the Torah that I learned, because I love it so much, that if you love something so much and it's new to you and it's fresh to you, you're going to remember it, you're going to keep it, and you're going to retain it. And Rav Moshe said, and my granduncle said, actually, speaking of Rav Moshe, on this, a similar vort that he said also, he said that there was once a kinos for all the Bnei Yeshivas. My granduncle was teaching a certain Chassidish Yeshiva, and it was the Chassidish Yeshiva, the Litva Yeshivas, they all came together in Torah Vedas. He said, Rav Moshe said over, it was Parshas Yisho, and Rav Moshe said over this idea about Roim and Sanishma, similar vort to the Rav Shitzer. I don't think he was reading the Rav Shitzer, but it's a very similar vort that it says that, right, we'd say that Klal Yisrael was Roim and Sanishma. So it says Rav Moshe asked a question, he said that at the end of the day, Hashem doesn't make nisim stam. Why did he make this nes that Klal Yisrael should see what is being said over? What is, well, who cares if they should see? Let them hear it. What's the problem if they should see it? So he says, Rav Moshe says that this bechina of Romes HaNishma is implanted in the Muna of all of Klal Yisrael for all the generations. It's not just for that one point. It was a miracle that would give us the Amuna and the clarity of Re'iyah. That when the Muna in Hashem Yisbarach, that Hashem said something over and it was so clear to us that we believed in Hashem as if we had seen it. So that bechina of Emuna is passed on. The Re'iyah that we had is passed on to every single door. Every single door has this bechina of Re'iyah. It's very similar to the Rav Shitzer, and Rav Moshe brings it to Emuna. The Rav Shitzer is saying it in terms of Talmud Torah, but they're both coming on the same idea. This idea of Re'iyah being something that we need to feel, that we need to see and feel the Torah. We need to have the Re'iyah in the Torah. And the Bnei Yisachar says that this idea, the Amunah that we had, that Klal Yisrael had, that they were able to see with what they had, he says that is the Masorah that we believe from generation to generation, that I have why do I believe in HaKadosh Baruch? Because my Tati told me, and my Masorah from the days until we got the Torah, that they were there, and that's where our whole Amunah becomes from. My grandfather told me that the Bnei Sasra Dafka was against those being Choker into, he says nowadays, not Rambam obviously for sure, and all the ideas of the deep philosophical ideas, but Bnei Sasra said for our door, apparently, the Iker Amunah is a person's have Amunah because his parents had the Amunah, and his grandparents the Masorah. The Masorah is the Iker Emunah for us nowadays. It's quoted that B'Shem, the Bnei Yisachar. But why is that? Where did that Emunah come from? Says Rav Moshe, it came from here. It came from Ro'enes HaNishma. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu came over to us and he gave us the Torah, and it was so clear to us. It was clear as day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. It was clear as day that it was something for us to have the Emunah for generations and generations. So we see that a person, that this idea of, it's not just, it's all of our Chagim also, it's not something that we just celebrate in the past. It's not, we don't commemorate the fact that we left Mitzrayim. We know that there's a Yetzias Mitzrayim for every Jew and every door. And the same thing with Shavuos. Shavuos is a day of Matan Torah coming alive. It's a day where we remember and we are living that Talmud Torah, that Bechina of giving the Torah being given over. And now for us, it's not just on the day of Shavuos, but rather it's every single day of the year. And a person, people are just starting a new Masechtas, there's a little Hischachus by Erevin. And sometimes it can get a little tough in the middle patches where you're in the Daf Lamed, Daf, you know, Mem, when it starts going, and it's very difficult. But if we look at it as a new Daf, a new thing to learn. Baruch Hashem, I have a new. They say that Rav Scheinberg always used to say that when he was saying to the Talmidim, he said, you know how much I would pay right now to get a new Machlokas Abayev? And Rav Avchazer did this 100 times, all the Gemaras. He said, a new Machlokas Abayev, Rav, I would get a Geshmak. So Baruch Hashem, for those who have not learned those Machlokas Abayev Rav yet, we should have that Simcha, that Re'iyah. The idea of the Re'iyah is that it's new for us, it's Sameach us. And also this idea of Rav Moshe, that it should be an Amunah for us as well. And Amir Tz Hashem, we should take this idea. And every single day it should be Nirim Kechadashim, whether it's the Amuna, that we should always have Amuna B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and keep it from a Masorah from our parents and our grandparents, and also the idea of Amuna and the idea of Talmud Torah. The Talmud Torah every day should be Kechadashim for us. It should be Re'iyah, it should be new and clear as day how amazing the Torah is. Okay, have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.